Journey back on Thursday. Brady Rich here on The Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com. Gone but not forgotten, coming up in 5 minutes. Rich, I think that the expectations now, or the pressure, has gone significantly up on Cam Newton.
Oh, up. I thought you were going to say down.
No, up. Because the Patriots, the expectations are still high. Now, we think the team has gotten much worse today. But people still, Zach just told us he thinks that they can go 10-6 and still win the division.
I thought that was a bit much.
If the defense isn't going to be able to carry them in the way that it's carried them in the past, and without Hightower and without Chung and with a lot of young players, I shouldn't be all that optimistic about the defense being the backbone of this team. Cam Newton is now going to have to be a guy that carries them forward. He can't be a guy who just does okay and they win 16-13. He's now going to have to win them some games. Do you agree?
I agree that the pressure on Cam Newton is there in the sense of Cam Newton's future. But as far as him having to carry the Patriots, I just don't think that's feasible. I don't see how that can possibly happen. Is he going to be the MVP of the New England Patriots this coming year? I don't see it. I think the pressure is on him to perform well because he needs a career beyond next year.
802-655-6672. Do you agree with me, or do you agree with Rich that the pressure has now been ratcheted up on Cam Newton? The defense was the calling card of this team. And by the way, there could be more opt-outs on either side of the ball, so maybe this answer changes in a couple of days. But you've lost your best linebacker. You lost your four best linebackers from a year ago, Roberts, Van Noy, Collins, and now Hightower. And Hightower just put out a statement saying it wasn't easy for him to leave. It wasn't a decision he made lightly. You lost your four best linebackers. You lost your best interior guy, arguably with Danny Shelton leaving. Lawrence Guy still there, still very good. And in the secondary, you're counting on a lot of unproven Patriots, Kyle Duggar, Adrian Phillips, and you're aging with the McCourties, even though they're still excellent. We thought that this defense, which was number one in the league last year, could help overcome poor or average quarterback play. It no longer can do that in the way we thought. Cam Newton has to be an uplifting factor for this team, no longer just just help us get by.
See, I think now though, a lot of Patriots Nation is just slipping back from 9-7 to 7-9 after a day like today, and I think that takes the pressure off of everybody because the pressure becomes less and less when we just start making assumptions about what they're going to be this year. I just don't see the typical 12-4 Patriots season and Cam Newton leading the way. I think the pressure that he puts is going to be directly on himself so he can get the next big contract. But as far as leading the Pats, I just don't see it.
He just lost his biggest lifeline. He just lost his biggest lifeline, which was that great defense. It's not gone completely, but it is severely limited now. He also lost. Look how different this team just changed last year when James Devlin got hurt and went on IR. We're trying to get the running game going. So, boom, he lost his fullback, Danny Vitale. Boom, he loses his right tackle in Marcus Cannon. I mean, the offensive line was the thing we liked best about the Patriots' offense. Seventh in the league, according to Pro Football Focus. That just lost a starter. He lost his fullback, which we saw last year what a big deal that was. The help around Cam Newton is being taken away in the span of about 12 hours today. He's got to account for that.
No, I get your logic there. I don't have...
Are you ready to write everything off that happens this season? If Cam comes out and plays poorly, you're just ready to say, was it just a weird COVID season?
No, because I really don't think they were going to be better than Kansas City or Baltimore with a full complement of players. And today just really took me in a different place. So I mean, did you feel like the Patriots had a shot at an AFC title this coming year?
I didn't, but a lot of other people did. There were people who thought that. I was not one of them. I'm fully ready to just chalk a lot of what happens up this year to COVID in the long term. When you say, hey, this guy was gone, that guy was gone, the division was changed, maybe the schedule gets altered. I'm ready to do that at the end of the year in the long term. But in the short term, on the week to week, for the sake of the show is today, as Arnie always says, I got to look at this and say that Cam Newton's chances of success have gone way down today. And right now I'm judging it on today. And then come February, assuming we get to February, then I'll look back and say, okay, it was just a weird year.
No, and I get your logic in the sense of Cam Newton having the pressure on him a little bit more after today, in the sense where now there's going to be games where 16 points doesn't do it anymore. You're going to need to score 25. I mean, this is what Xander Bogaerts just said. All of a sudden, that offense, they knew it going in, but now they're seeing it firsthand. 3 or 4 runs every night from that offense isn't going to do it.
Oliver and Swanton thinks that Cannon is the only loss, doesn't think Hightower is a big loss. Hightower, certainly 8 years in the league, has slowed down a bit.
And so is Chung.
Yes, and Chung, I think, is much more replaceable because they have Duggar. And if Duggar plays well or serviceable, I think Chung can be accounted for. I think Cannon's a loss. I also think Hightower is a huge loss. He's the leader of that defense. You don't lose your four best linebackers from a year ago and just get over that. And Hightower is the leader of that defense. He's the guy with the great relationship with Gerard Mayo. He's the guy who makes the calls on defense. You're not just replacing him with some rookie and calling it, it's just a wash.
Oh, it's Uche. He's going to do it because it's Bill Belichick, and he'll figure out how to make the rookies work. You know, Chase Winovich is going to turn into a pro bowler. I mean, you just can't make these sort of blind assumptions about these things simply because they'll be wearing a Patriots uniform.
All right, let's get to Gone But Not Forgotten.